You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
One of the biggest discussions this week has been about how National were able to access the budget early and then how they were able to leak parts of it without anyone in the government knowing. I spoke to technology commentator Paul Brislin this morning and started by asking him what's actually been going on here.
So what Treasury's done is built a website that is a clone of the real website. So it's in every way identical to the website that will go up later today. It is it's done for testing purposes and also for, oddly enough, for security purposes, because what they've done is create this site so that they can test usability, functionality, all the good stuff that you want the website to have. But it doesn't have any of the real documents loaded up. So there's no chance of accidentally pressing publish and having, the actual vote health, for example, documents revealed to all the world, because they're not actually attached to that thing. But one of the things they test while they're doing all of this is, of course, searchability. We've had problems in the past with government websites that aren't indexed properly and you can't search them easily, and it becomes a bit of a nightmare. And when you've got a high-profile site like the Budget, you want people to be able to, lots of people will access it on the day and lots of people will be doing lots of searching. So you really want a really robust search feature. And that's where things have come unraveled, because in order to search and to test a search function, you actually have to have something to search for. If you've got an empty website and you're searching for vote health, nothing's coming up and you can't index anything. So they've linked the clone website to the actual data, the actual documents and the actual website itself that will go live later today, and in doing so inadvertently revealed those couple of lines of text that you get whenever you search for something.
Right.
You get that little blurb about what the page is all about, or the barest detail, and that's what's happened. And somebody inside the National Party has realized that this is what you can do. They have then spent 48 hours scrolling through as much content as they can find, and announced to the world that somebody has hacked the Budget website, which is very exciting.
So, by all accounts, those figures will be correct, then, you think?
Quite possibly. It depends largely on what was. What the clone site is linking to in the main site, but I presume it's accurate data. You wouldn't be uploading early versions or old data. You'd be uploading the latest data to the real site. So I imagine that's what's been connected to via the clone site.
Is it surprising to you that this is how Treasury have gone about uploading uploading such an important document as a clone website? Is that a very common way of handling this sort of sensitive information?
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's usually. You do it for all the right reasons. It's for functionality, but also for security, because you're not exposing the real documents that will be uploaded to the world. Unfortunately, the training up of the search engine and the indexing of the search feature means that it's linked automatically in the back end to the real website, and that needs to be looked at. But that's a very unusual kind of result. You would have hoped that the content management system that they're using would have not allowed that to happen, or that somebody would have spotted it when they were testing the search facilities and so on. So it's a good idea, because it gives you the ability to refine the website right up to launch without having to worry about anything being exposed. But inadvertently, that's exactly what's happened.
If it's not strictly illegal, is it? Well, actually, that's a good question. Is it actually legal, or is it unlawful access still? Has National completely got clean hands in this particular scenario, do you think?
Well, so the law itself that we're talking about here is the Crimes Act, and we're looking at Section 252 of the Crimes Act, which is all about accessing computer systems without authorization. And I'll give you the long and short of it. There's the section in particular, Section 1, says it's a crime to access any computer system without authorization, or knowing that you're not authorized to access it, or you're being reckless about whether or not you should have authorization. which makes it quite clear that this would be a criminal offence.
Right.
To knowingly access a computer system that you know you shouldn't have access to. But there's a subsection 2, which is the corollary to that, and it says this does not apply if the person is authorized to access a computer system and came and access that computer system for a different purpose. So this is your get out of jail free card, because what that means is that if you are given access to a computer system and you find something that you shouldn't find, that's okay. You're not at fault. And that's exactly what the National Party guys have done. They've been given access to this website. They've been, you know, presumably as part of their work process, the Nats are given access to the website ahead of time. And they've discovered this and they've made a big song and dance about it. Legally speaking, they're in the clear. Ethically, I guess it depends on which side you vote for, really, because on the one hand, they probably should have gone to Treasury and said, we've discovered a flaw in your IT system that means that people can see the documents. And apparently, as soon as Treasury was informed, they knew exactly what was going on and switched it off. Or they, if you're on the other side of the fence, of course, you say, well, the job of opposition is to oppose. And so we pointed out the government's shoddy handling of the situation and we've made political mileage as a result.
So, yes.
You know, it depends which way you go.
So has Treasury lied by saying that they came under some sort of systematic attack, or does that still hold water as an excuse?
No, I think I wouldn't call it lying. I would say it's what happens when a non-technical spokesperson is given a briefing by non-technical people about a very technical issue, and they've tried to come up with a way to explain it to a non-technical audience, and they've completely failed on that front entirely. And as someone who does that for a living, let me tell you, I'm not going to be the first one to cast stones, because it is quite hard to come up with an analogy that makes sense in the heat of the moment when you're really not sure what you're talking about anyway. So the Treasury Secretary's analogy of the locked room with the documents bolted down and somebody's chipping away at the bolt makes it sound like an ongoing security attack. Somebody is testing the security settings of the server and has found a way in. Whereas what's happened is somebody is typing into a search engine over and over again. That's not an attack. That
right.
is somebody Googling, and that's quite a different kettle of fish altogether.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.